Hello and welcome back to the Sefirat Mitzvot podcast. Today we will learn Positive Mitzvah number 53. Positive Mitzvah number 53 is to sanctify the firstborn. As the Torah states, Kadesh li chol bechor, peter kol rechem bivnei Yisrael, ba'adam uva behema. It's translated as, from God's perspective, quote, sanctify to me every firstborn among the Jewish people, whatever breaches or opens the womb, among man and animal. So this mitzvah is a mitzvah that when there is a firstborn, whether man or animal, the firstborn should be sanctified to God. It applies both to humans and to animals. For humans, we'll discuss it in more detail for the next mitzvah, Positive Mitzvah number 54. There's a ton of details that have to do with humans, and we'll discuss that because there's a second mitzvah related to it for firstborn boys. For this mitzvah, for this podcast, we'll focus on animals. So this mitzvah applies to kosher animals only. So for example, cows, sheep, goats, and the like. And there's also an example of a donkey, which we'll also discuss in an upcoming mitzvah, where donkeys also are considered holy for in a very specific way, which we'll discuss. But in general, for kosher animals, there's a mitzvah to sanctify it to God. What does that mean? Well, first of all, there's a mitzvah to verbally consecrate it. So let's say the cow gives birth, the firstborn is born. Hare ze kodesh is a declaration statement saying this is hereby holy. So consecrating it by declaring it as holy. It's the firstborn, I declare this as holy. Now, even without that declaration, the animal is still considered holy. So even if one does not do it, the laws of the animal will be exactly the same. What does it mean for an animal to be holy or consecrated? What it means is that you can't use it. You can't use it to work. You can't eat it. It is consecrated for a specific use to go to God, which has a different, during the times of Beit HaMikdash, what that would mean is it would actually be given over to the Kohen. Recall, as I mentioned a few times, we're in a series of mitzvot that are related to the Kohen. This mitzvah is also related to the Kohen. In the times when we have the Beit HaMikdash in Jerusalem, the mitzvah of the Bechor is the animal is consecrated. This firstborn animal has to be given to the Kohen. The Kohen would then bring it as an offering, as a sacrifice in the Beit HaMikdash, in which cases, and they would sacrifice only parts of the animal, and the Kohen would then be allowed to consume, to eat the remaining meat. So it was both a gift to the Kohen and a gift to God, so to speak, by bringing it as a sacrifice. So that's the process. This animal is consecrated. Verbally, it should be declared as such, but even if not, the animal is consecrated, which means one cannot use it for personal use. They have to give it to the Kohen. The Kohen will then take part of it as a sacrifice, and then we'll get to eat the rest of it. What do we do nowadays that there is no Beit HaMikdash and there is no sacrificing? Essentially, what we do nowadays is, since we're not allowed to benefit from it or to use it for our personal use, if someone has an animal that has a firstborn, you can't use it. They just leave the animal as holy until it, on its own, develops some sort of a blemish or, you know, gets injured in some way that would disqualify it from being brought as an offering. Animals that are brought as an offering, there's a list of qualifications, and an animal could get disqualified if it gets injured in specific ways. So this animal, this firstborn, since nowadays there is no Beit HaMikdash, you can't give it to a Kohen for him to bring it as a sacrifice. Since we don't have that option, it just remains as holy and remains as consecrated. Nothing you can do with it. Unless you just let it on its own, let it roam and graze, and if it develops a blemish on its own at that moment, it now would be disqualified from being brought as an offering, and therefore it could be eaten. The truth is, though, nowadays it seems like we don't really leave it to that stage. What owners of animals, what they'll do is they'll have a joint partnership with a non-Jew. If the mother of this cow, right, the mother cow, is half owned by a Jew or half owned by a non-Jew, or not even half, but just partially owned by a non-Jew, then the law of the Bechor, of the firstborn, does not apply. So this is a way to sort of avoid the problem. You have a partnership with a non-Jew. The non-Jew owns 1% of the mother cow. The mother cow gives birth to a firstborn, and this law no longer applies. I mentioned this in the previous podcast for positive Mitzvah number 51, that most, if not all, slaughterhouses enter into a partnership with non-Jews to avoid the issues that we discussed in that podcast, and this would once again be a loophole of how to deal with it. But if you're an individual and you don't have an ownership, a partnership with a non-Jew, it's important to note that this mitzvah applies, that that animal is consecrated, that firstborn is consecrated, it belongs to God, so to speak. One may not use it for themselves or eat it for themselves unless it becomes disqualified. So to recap, this mitzvah, positive mitzvah number 53, is to sanctify the firstborn, or what's called a bechor. Bechor is a firstborn. It applies to humans, particular firstborn boys, and it applies to animals, for kosher animals. For this mitzvah, we focus on the animals. We'll discuss humans in the next mitzvah, in the next podcast. When the Torah says to consecrate it, it should be done verbally. It should be verbally consecrated and say, this animal is hereby holy. But even if one doesn't do that, it still would be considered holy. And what that means is that it can't be used for personal use, or it can't be eaten, and instead, the times of the Beit HaMikdash, it would be given to the Kohen as a gift. The Kohen would have to offer parts of it in the Beit HaMikdash, on the altar, and would then be able to eat the rest of it. Nowadays, since we don't have the sacrifices of the Korbanot in the Beit HaMikdash, really one cannot do anything with it unless it becomes injured on its own and becomes disqualified, at which point then one can eat it. And finally, I'll mention that most, if not all, slaughterhouses have some sort of a partnership with non-Jews, and then firstborn that's born to an animal that's partly owned by a Jew, partly by a non-Jew, this entire law would not apply. If you have any questions on this podcast or on others, feel free to email me at mitzvotpodcast@gmail.com.